President Bush spoke this morning about new economic data showing the U.S. economy shrank at an annual rate of 0.4% in the third quarter. He told the National Association of Manufacturers here in Washington that those figures confirmed how much the events of September 11th have really shocked the nation. He urged Congress to move quickly but carefully on a pending package to both aid the newly unemployed and stimulate the sagging economy.
There's more need, but I caution the Congress not to overspend. The temptation is to fund everybody's good idea. And my attitude is that our money ought to be focused and effective.
The president said any package must include some of the House-approved plans to help business. Senate Democrats are working on a plan that puts more emphasis on assisting the unemployed.
We ought to offset that with tax relief. And I have laid out some ideas for Congress to consider. On the one hand, we got to make sure that we bolster consumer demand by both accelerating the tax cuts that now exist, as well as providing rebates for non-taxpayers, but who filed. In other words, there's some people who didn't get rebates last year, generally low-income people, that filed an income tax return, but they didn't pay tax, and they ought to get a rebate. And Congress ought to act as quickly as possible to get that money into people's hands as quickly as possible to bolster demand. And then we've got to make sure our tax relief encourages investment, encourages the flow of capital. And therefore, I think we need to reform the alternative minimum tax on corporate America, so that corporate America doesn't have to get penalized during times of declining earnings. That doesn't make any sense to do that, as well as encourage investment in new plant and equipment.
The president, former managing partner of the Texas Rangers, joked about his ceremonial first pitch at last night's World Series game between the New York Yankees and Arizona Diamondbacks.
I've just finished icing down my arm.
President Bush speaking to the National Association of Manufacturers here in Washington.